I call upon Bruce Carney, Executive Vice Chancellor and Provost, to assist with the ceremony, and Professor Joseph Farrell, Albert Coates Professor and Secretary of the Faculty, who will come forward to read each citation.
Will Dean Gary Marcinini please conduct forward David S. Ferriero.
David Ferriero is the 10th Archivist of the United States and the first professional librarian to hold that position. As Archivist, Ferriero has championed transparency and openness in government, leading the effort to review and declassify appropriate records more efficiently. Before accepting the position of Archivist in 2009, Ferriero served as the Andrew W. Mellon Director of the New York Public Library, an institution he characterized as the mothership of the library world. There, he integrated the 4 research libraries and 87 branch libraries into one seamless service for users, creating the largest public library system in the United States and one of the largest research libraries in the world. Ferriero began his career at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. In 1996, he was recruited to Duke, where he headed up Duke's instructional technology initiatives and raised more than $50 million to expand and renovate Perkins Library. While at Duke, Ferriero chaired the advisory board for North Carolina ECHO, a project that brings the treasures of North Carolina's museums, libraries, archives, and historic sites to the wider public using digital technologies. Although he now resides in Washington, D.C., Ferriero maintains close ties with North Carolina, returning home to Durham, where his wife, Gail Zimmerman, is Associate General Manager of UNC-TV. For outstanding accomplishment of librarian and archivist, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to confer on David Ferriero the degree of Doctor of Laws honoris causa.
David S. Ferriero, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina, by the State of North Carolina, and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Will Dean Mike Smith please conduct forward Thomas Willis Lambeth.
Mr. Chancellor, I'm honored to present Thomas Willis Lambeth, who's been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree Doctor of Laws.
Tom Lambeth is a senior fellow and retired executive director of the Z. Smith Reynolds Foundation. A native Tar Heel, he received his BA degree in history from Carolina in 1957. As an undergraduate, he was inducted into 3 of Carolina's student honorary societies, the Order of the Golden Fleece, the Order of the Grail, and the Order of the Old Well. After a tour of active duty in the U.S. Army, he served as Governor Sanford's chief administrative assistant, being at that time the youngest person in the nation to hold such a position. Later, he served as administrative assistant to U.S. Representative Richardson Pryor. During his 23-year career at the Z. Smith Reynolds Foundation, Lambeth directed more than $260 million in grants to nonprofit organizations. He also served on Carolina's Board of Trustees, chairing it for 2 years. Lambeth's many honors include Carolina's Distinguished Alumnus Award, the General Alumni Association's Distinguished Service Medal, the Board of Trustees' William Richardson Davy Award, and the UNC Board of Governors University Award. Lambeth continues to serve North Carolina as a member of the board of the North Carolina Chapter of the Environmental Defense Fund, the Hunt Institute for Educational Leadership, Carolina School of Social Work, and the Board of Advisors of the UNC Center for Civil Rights. For outstanding accomplishment in public service and philanthropy, the University of North Carolina is pleased to confer upon Thomas Willis Lambeth the degree of Doctor of Laws Honoris Causa.
Thomas Willis Lambeth, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Will Professor James Ketch please conduct forward Branford Marsalis?
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present Branford Marsalis, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Music.
Branford Marsalis, world-renowned saxophonist, is known for his innovative spirit and broad musical scope. He is equally at home on the stages of the world's greatest clubs, concert halls, and symphony orchestras. He has been a featured soloist with many major orchestra symphonies and has toured with the Philharmonia Brasileira. Marsalis, a three-time Grammy recipient, is a keeper of the history of American jazz, having played with such greats as Art Blakey, Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, Herbie Hancock, and Sonny Rollins. He is also a keen scout for new musical talent and has his own label, Marsalis Music, where he continues to discover, develop, and promote new artists. Marsalis has held faculty positions at Michigan State, San Francisco State, and currently North Carolina Central University, where the members of his quartet serve as artists in residence. His innovative educational efforts include the Marsalis Jams, a program that fosters interactive education between professional musicians and students by coordinating campus visits and jam sessions by leading jazz ensembles at universities and high schools across America. After Hurricane Katrina's destruction of New Orleans, Marsalis and Harry Connick Jr. conceived of the New Orleans Habitat Musicians Village in the hard-hit Ninth Ward, built as a project of the New Orleans Area Habit for Humanity. The centerpiece of this effort is the Ellis Marsalis Center for Music. For outstanding accomplishment as musician and humanitarian, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to confer on Branford Marsalis the degree of Doctor of Music Honoris Causa.
Branford Marsalis, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Music.
Will Professor Joy Casson please conduct forward Catherine Lee Reed?
Catherine Lee Reed has had a 40-year career as an art museum curator, administrator, and director, holding leadership positions at the Ackland here in Chapel Hill, the Art Institute of Chicago, the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, and the Cleveland Museum of Art. She transformed each of these institutions by balancing scholarly concerns with community and audience interests. The key to her success is her ability to understand how audiences respond to, enjoy, and learn from works of art. Through her positions with the Association of Art Museum Directors, she has been a thoughtful leader in policy development in promoting goals of diversity and in responding to changing norms that influence and inform museum practice. She has guided the practices of museums with respect to the ethical collecting of archaeological materials, leading to a presidential appointment to the Department of State's Cultural Property Advisory Committee. Her goal in this work is to focus on exhibiting the cultural treasures of other nations rather than striving to possess them. Today, Reed continues to be a generous and wise mentor, serving on the National Advisory Board of the Acklen Art Museum, the Visiting Committee for the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center at Vassar, and the Board of Advisors for the Nasher Art Museum at Duke. For outstanding accomplishment as a curator and advocate of the fine arts, the University of North Carolina is pleased to confer on Catherine Lee Reed the degree of Doctor of Fine Arts, honoris causa.
Catherine Lee Reed, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina, by the State of North Carolina, and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Fine Arts. Congratulations.
Will Dean Barbara Reimer please conduct forward Michael R. Bloomberg?
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present Michael R. Bloomberg, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Michael Bloomberg is the 108th mayor of the city of New York. He was first elected mayor in 2001, just 2 months after the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center. At the time, many feared that that crime would overtake New York, business would flee, the city would never recover. Instead, through hundreds of innovative new policies and initiatives, Bloomberg is credited with making New York City safer, stronger, and greener than ever. He attended Johns Hopkins University, where he paid his tuition with student loans and income from working as a parking lot attendant. Does that sound familiar? After college, he earned an MBA from Harvard Business School. Bloomberg began his career at Salomon Brothers, a prominent Wall Street investment bank. He used his experience there to envision an information company that would use emerging technology to bring transparency and efficiency to buyers and sellers of financial securities. The result is Bloomberg LP, a company that has about 15,000 employees worldwide and more than 300,000 subscribers to its global financial news and information services. As his company grew, Bloomberg began to direct more of his attention to philanthropy, donating time and resources to many worthy causes, especially Johns Hopkins, where he helped to build the Bloomberg School of Public Health into a leading institution of public health research and training. Bloomberg's extraordinary career in business, philanthropy, and public service has few parallels in the opening decades of the 21st century. For outstanding accomplishment in business, public service, and philanthropy, the University of North Carolina is pleased to confer on Michael Rubens Bloomberg the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa, and invites him to deliver the 2012 commencement address.
Michael R. Bloomberg, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Laws.
I'll hold on this to her.